The journey of a Christian life. The journey of a Christian life. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. John chapter 3 verse 16, we all can read that. That for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that no man should perish. Hey, let's go to Romans chapter 10. Verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. That's verse 11 of Romans 10. Let's go to the last verse before we go into this teaching, which can be found in the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1, which says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. Journey of a Christian life. Journey of a Christ life. Journey is a process of movement until destination is reached. Journey can also be said to, as literal meaning appear to common sense, it can also be said that journey is not automatic. We can also say that journey is a sequence of process. Meeting beautiful and ugly scenarios on the way. Whereby we can describe Christian life as a Jesus life. Is Jesus' way is the replica of Jesus himself on the earth. John chapter 14 verse 12. Can we check that? Bear with me, we'll be considering many scriptures as we go with this teaching. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So Christian life is Jesus' life, is Jesus' way, is replicating Jesus himself on the surface of the earth. First Chronicles chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11 describe the template of being a child and a man in this Christ life journey. Don't forget, our topic, our teaching is the journey of a Christian life. It made us understand that when I was a child, I talked as a child, and now that I become a man, things should change in my life from being a child. And don't forget also that in John chapter 16 verse 33, Jesus told you before he left to be of good cheer, because what? He has overcome the world. Which means later in life you may see traces of things which can make you doubt the power of Jesus, which can make you to doubt what Jesus has said before he left. And don't forget, Romans chapter 3 verse 14 made us understand that let God be true, let all men be a liar. So in this life journey, Jesus has told you before he left that be of good cheer, because what he has overcome the world. And don't forget, scriptures have made us understand that Lucifer is still the god of this world until the end of age, where he will be captured and judgment will be delivered on him. So the same Lucifer is the one that will present traces to you, which if you did not stand firm and if you did not hold on the word of Christ, which he has said before he went, you will doubt what Jesus had said. Our topic, journey of a Christian life. Romans chapter 1 verse 17 has told you that this journey to stand and to last and to end well is by your faith. Because what? That scripture made us understand that the just shall live by faith. And don't forget, confessing Christ as a personal and savior and being aligned to the kingdom of God through the confession of Christ that you have made is by faith. And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16 shed more light that to please God, to receive from God in this journey of a Christian life is by faith. Above all, this Christian life is a life of faith. If your faith peradventures fails on the way, you can lose the journey. And if you don't act fast to start rebuilding the failed faith again, that might be the end of your Christian life journey. Luke chapter 22 verse 32, Jesus made it clear to Peter that faith can fail. In that scripture, if I'm not mistaken, where he said unto Peter, Simon, Simon, the devil desired to shift you as wheat, but I've prayed for thee that your faith fail not. And when you are being converted, strengthen thy brethren, which means when your faith is strong, when your faith has been established, make sure you bear your brethren to make sure that their faith also stand as I stood by you. And to broadcast the point that faith can fail, according to what Jesus told Peter, Peter also confirmed it to us on the sea when his faith failed. If you can remember, they were on the sea. Jesus was at the other side when Peter saw him, and he said, Master, Master, if you are the one, just tell me to come. And Peter knew where he's going to pass to meet Jesus Christ was on the sea. He saw Jesus walking on the sea, quite right. And he said, if it is you, Master, bid me to come. For you to water that out, is that not faith? And Jesus said unto him, come. And he started going. He was walking on the sea while his faith was on Jesus. He was seeing Jesus. So he kept on walking. And suddenly there was a wind. And Peter stopped looking at Jesus and he started looking at the wind. His faith failed. He was about to be sunk where he shouted unto Jesus, and Jesus helped him. With this few introduction and foundational scriptures, I'm affirming to you that the journey of a Christian life is not for those that can't be responsible, accountable, diligent in all ramifications. I want you to know that there are type of heritage hanging upon individual lives. There are different type of heritages hanging on individual lives before Christian life journey starts. And if you are not sensitive to this hanging heritage upon individual lives before they start this journey of Christian life, this heritage may detect your life, even being in Christ. It may pollute the journey until it is dealt with. It will detect, it may pollute the journey. So I want you to be aware that being born again does not plot out automatically all things. But certainly, the victory is there. The victory has been won. But you have to work out your salvation. You are aware that Abraham to Jacob, for a case study, they were all barren with their choice the wife. Did God automatically remove that barrenness in their lineage? No. God only intervened and left the problem there. Until Jacob engaged God by Rezu. With an angel, Rezu, figuratively with God, that things turn around for the generation. You can find our account in Genesis chapter 32. So, there are different heritages in the life of individual, right from time before we find our way onto Christ's life journey. It may be barrenness. It may be short life experience, untimely death, stagnancy, backwardness, disappointment, failure. So many Christians suffer from generational curses, but they are not sensitive to engage God for deliverance, especially if the curse is by covenant. I assure you, you will be drinking and eating with God when that curse catches up with you. Yes, you'll be dying and winning with God when that curse will catch up with you. Especially when it is by covenant. I want you to know that God is covenant himself. And he is a respecter of one. Don't forget, he himself did one in the book of Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 16. Whereby when he sworn unto Abraham about what he was about to do for him, and when two persons enter covenant, they sealed it. They usually sealed it with an higher authority in order to be binding on both of them to make sure that the covenant is kept binding. But when God made such covenant unto Abraham, So God also wanted an higher authority to supervise what has been made that day, but God looked around and he noticed that there is no one higher than him. So he sworn by himself, which means if I disappoint Abraham, I'm going to vacate my throne, I'm going to vacate my identity, I'm going to vacate my supremacy. So he sworn by himself. So God, when God sees one, he's a respecter of one, he will respect such covenant. Even though he's coming from the occult, as far as his covenant based, it will still be active until you engage God for deliverance and he will intervene. And if you don't do such, you will still be in Christ. Years over years, the covenant will still be active. Another angle I want us to check in this Christ life journey is 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. So in this journey, I want you to know that many will abandon this journey. There's no doubt about that. The question is, will you be one of them? So as a disciple of Christ, you have to lower yourself. Even though in grace, you lower yourself. Be far from seducing spirits that fabricate teachings from kingdom of darkness. It is you that you are the corridor of seducers. You are the disposers of the seducing spirits. That is where you will be liable to be seduced. All this has happened and will continue to happen in this journey of a Christ life. Building on this, that is why Paul had to warn Timothy in the Timothy chapter 1 verse 13 to 14. Let's check it. Sorry, not Timothy, Titus. Titus chapter 1 verse 13 to 14. Paul told Timothy, this witness is true. This Christ life journey is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith, not heeding to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turns from truth, that turns from faith, that turns from this Christ life journey we are considering this season. Luke chapter 5 verse 16 throws more light that this journey, you need to be prayerful. You need to pray without ceasing. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 buttresses the point. In this Christ life journey you are presently, you have to be prayerful. You pray without ceasing. And after prayers, when Holy Spirit drops answers, drops ideas, immediately pant after knowledge. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1 made us to understand that my people perish for lack of knowledge. Pray, but follow it up with knowledge. In this Christ life journey, you need knowledge. Listen to teachings, read books, go for seminars if you are opportune to do so. Seek knowledge. Most times, knowledge brings deliverance. Knowledge shed light on issues, be it spiritual or in flesh. Knowledge is life. Even before Christ came, yes, we knew he prayed without ceasing. But he has the knowledge of what he was coming to do on the surface of the earth. So he had the knowledge what Adam did. He had the knowledge of what has transpired before his attention was called upon to redeem men unto God. So the knowledge is there already. So when the devil came to tempt him to bow before him, if I'm not mistaken, that is going to give him the kingdom. He has the knowledge that this is not the person I came to redeem men from. Yes, I actually came to collect the kingdom, but it's not through you. So knowledge is life. The journey of a Christian life is not for lazy fellows. No problem, you can start in a lazy way, but don't remain lazy. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12 made us to understand that since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God is for deliberate spirits, is for deliberate people. It's not for lazy people. Don't forget also, John chapter 14 verse 16 states that the journey of this Christian life is a narrow one. If you are not deliberate, when you fall, you may find it difficult to stand. It's narrow. You have to be deliberate to fall and to stand immediately. To make painful sacrifices at intervals time in this journey. You may be discouraged at intervals time, but Jesus is the one that you should be beaming your attention at. Shake off the discouragements on the way and continue going. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 tells us that we should be sober, we should be vigilant, because the devil, the adversary of this journey, is going about to and fro like a roaring lion to steal your faith, to give you fear, and then attack you in this journey to make sure that you back out in this journey. So he wishes for you. In this Christ life journey, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 is telling you that don't be too arrogant, thinking you are the most righteous, lest you fall. Take heed in this journey. Let John chapter 14 verse 16 also let it be at your foundation for this Christ life journey. Let it be a root for you. Let it be the foundation of. Let it be a foundation for you. John 14 6. Can we just check it before we go further? John 14 6. What do we have there? Because what? You will be discouraged on the way. You will see many things on the way. But 1 John? John 14 6 should be your focus. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So this is a good one for you as you journey on the way. Because many things will irritate you on the way. ministers of God will make you doubt the journey. Some ministers of God will make you doubt the journey. Fellow Christians will disappoint you on the way. But know that our God is faithful. He can't deceive you. If you are under the spirit of the world, where Jesus is the Word Himself. Romans 5 verse 19 should be in your memory that one man brought sin to the world and one man came to take it away, which is Christ, which is the meaning for this journey we are considering. Jesus is the only way to God. I would like to end this teaching this way for this season and time, that the journey of a Christian life is not an easy one because of the availability of the adversary on earth. It is your choice through faith to be diligent, responsible, and accountable that this journey is worth dying for. To have life at the end of age. The journey of a Christian life. I believe you've heard the voice of God this season. And I have faith and believe that God Himself, the Spirit of the world, will multiply the word in your heart and spirit. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.